British Prime Minister Tony Blair has been perhaps the most visible ally of the Bush administration in the global war against terrorism. But Russia's President Vladimir Putin has emerged as a good friend, too. On a visit to New York last week, he told NPR that the feeling of friendship between Russia and the U.S. goes down to the grassroots level. Maintaining that goodwill is important, commentator Daniel Shore argues, especially when it comes to oil.
When you drive up to the gas pump and pay under $1.20 a gallon, you should remember to say, "Thank you, Vladimir." That's because Russian policy, along with the economic turndown, is helping to keep oil prices at a 2-year low. Russia has so far refused to make more than token concessions to Saudi Arabia's plea for export cutbacks to keep prices from spiraling downward. The importance, economic and political, of the move by the world's number two oil exporter to increase its share of the market at the expense of Middle East suppliers can hardly be overestimated. World petroleum prices under $20 a barrel and declining can have the effect of putting $150 billion or more into the American economy, most of it into the pocket of the consumer. At that rate, Russia may be doing more to provide anti-recession stimulus than the U.S. Congress. Russia's largely privatized oil industry has its own reasons for turning up the spigot. But President Vladimir Putin has been quick to reap political dividends. He has presented Russia's oil policy as an act of solidarity with the anti-terrorist coalition, saying that Russia can well serve the West as an alternate source of energy to the unstable Middle East. He seems not concerned that a price war may in fact contribute to destabilizing shaky Emirates in the Persian Gulf region. When oil prices fell to $10 a barrel 3 years ago, Saudi Arabia had to borrow money for the first time in its history to cover its welfare state budget. Stanford University scholar Michael McFaul notes in the New York Times that Saudi Arabia is not very popular in this country right now. He says he's constantly asked in talk shows, why doesn't the United States import more oil from Russia? If that happens, it could well change the dynamics of the Russian-American relationship, giving President Putin some new leverage in his chummy encounters with President Bush. It remains to be seen whether trading one energy dependency for another would be an improvement. But for the moment, Americans can enjoy the lower prices that Russia has helped to bring about. This is Daniel Shore.